The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Today, we are looking at positioning for all-round prosperity. Positioning for all-round prosperity. Position in life is very important. Wrong positionings bring about wrong things. But right positioning brings about right things. It is absolute impossible for man to wrongly position and at the same time get that which belongs to him. In fact, in soccer, if a goalkeeper is found number 10 stands, that goalkeeper is going to be sanctioned. If a man playing number 5 decided to stay at the goalpost and hold the ball with his hand, he's going to be penalized. Positioning is very important. When it comes to prosperity, right positioning is very, very important. You know, in Habakkuk chapter 1, you know, when the servant of God was speaking from verse 1, in chapter 2, verse 1, he says, I will set my face upon the watch. Another version says, I will place myself upon the watch. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon tower, and I will watch to see what it will say to me. Praise the Lord. And what I shall answer when I am reproved. So this man understands the importance of positioning. So he positioned himself to receive. If you and I are going to experience all around prosperity, see, right positioning is very important. And those are some of the things we're going to look at today. How to align ourselves, how to position ourselves for this all-round prosperity. Not prosperity in one side, not prosperity, you know, in one area, but all-round. Somebody say all-round prosperity. Can I hear you again? Say all-round prosperity. Right positioning is so important. And one of the things, one of the first positions which we'll take, number one positioning that is so important for us to receive all-round prosperity is do not forget God. In other words, you need to position yourself in God's agenda and God's timetable by ensuring that God is referenced in your life. That you don't forget God at any point of your life. It is so easy to forget God, brother and sister. People forget God when they are in trouble. People forget God when they made it. In fact, some people forget God at a point of transition. If you want to enjoy all that prosperity, do you know why some do not understand or do not enjoy God's blessing upon their life? That today they get this, tomorrow they lose it, because they are not well positioned. They are not well positioned. They are still, one egg out. They have not made up their mind that they are standing for God forever. So they get blessings in this side and they lose it in other side. Because they've not come to understand that this God we are talking about does not seek for partial loyalty. The Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. And that is one of the major problems for most people in this life. They want to serve God and they want to serve mammon. But Jesus has said it is impossible. Because mammon is actually a ghost of money. You can't serve two masters. Never come to a point in your life where you forget God. If there is a time for you to know God now, this is it. If there is a time for us to know God, this is it. And that is why God, raised a warning in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 28. Verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. God raised a alarm. He said, "Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee what? Power to get wealth. That He might establish His covenant, which He has sworn unto thy fathers, as it is these days." So, I thank God for the scripture. He said, "As it is these days." So, the promise that God made with Abraham is still operational till today, till forever. But He said, if you want to get this, He said, reckon it, that you will not forget God. Because what is it? He who give you power. The word power means ability, means capacity, means enablement to get wealth. So even if you are making 10 naira profit, always remember that it is God that is helping you. Never ever forget that it is God who is helping you to make that profit. And if you will remember Him, if you will recognize Him, that is the one. That 5 naira you are making, God can turn it to 5 billion. So important in your finances. God is not the last. God is the first. When money enters into your hand, God is what you took first. Because the Bible said that He may establish the covenant that He has sworn unto your father. So the reason why money is coming to your hand is because of a covenant. It's because of His agenda. It's because of His purpose. Maybe you don't know. Are you aware that some people who don't even believe that God exists? That people who don't believe that there is no God, they call them, you know, atheists. They call them, you know, seculars. And you know what? These guys, they are many, many groups. They are many. Except you deliberate in your study, you will not know. And amazingly, they have many devilish agenda. They have many devilish writings all over the world. Perhaps you've been reading their materials, you don't know. And they try to take God away from our life. They try to, and in fact, some of them are bold now that they come openly. I begin to tell, in fact, you know them. They are everywhere. You don't have to search to see them. And they want to indoctrinate people into their doctrine, letting you know that there is no God. So people now begin, you know, they start questioning God. In fact, some of them believe that fine, and there is God who created, you know, everything, and after He created everything, He disappeared. So He doesn't involve Himself in the affairs of men. They are there, everywhere. Perhaps you have some of their books. Perhaps you are reading some of their articles. And they have many organizations. They have many activists who is advocating for all these evil things. Can I show you something in the scripture? In Romans chapter 1, let's open to Romans chapter 1. This is very important because it's going to, it's going to help us to see as we relate with our world. In Romans chapter 1, if you read from verse 28. The Bible says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." So this guy, they don't retain God in their mind. They say there is no God. So God left them. So the consequence is that they begin to do things that are not convenient. They begin to do evil things. And the Bible lists those things that they were doing. From verse 29, it said, "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness." So it's normal for them. Wickedness is normal. Fornication is normal. They don't see anything wrong in fornication. They don't see anything wrong in covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder. They can kill anybody. Debate, deceit, malignity, you know, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. These are the haters of God. And then you know that there is no God, that God is wicked, God is that, God is this, God is that. Why is He asking for your money? Why is this? Why is it that? He said, the haters of God. Have we been listening to haters of God? They are all over social media. Haters of God, haters of the things of God, haters of the kingdom. Despiteful, proud, boaster. Look at this. inventors of evil things. They invent evil things for the purpose of destruction. Disobedience to parents. Oh, I wish I have all the time to explain all this. Look at verse 31. It says, without understanding, covenant breakers. Covenant breakers without natural affection. Implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they that commit short in are worthy of death, not only to the same, but have pleasure in them that do it. This verse, the last verse, verse 32, is very, 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 very dangerous. He said, these guys who are doing these things, they are going to be judged. And he said, those who admire their supporters are also going to partake of their judgment. So it will save you. If we know this, you will then know, you can identify. Whenever you hear something, whenever you listen to something, you have to peruse it from the path of God, of God's word. Look at it from, the Bible said that we should test all spirits. Where, from which angle is this thing coming from? Which doctrine is this? What is behind this? That is so important, because the Bible said they come in subtle way to deceive many. Jesus said, even the innate will be deceived if care is not taken. I pray that you will not be deceived in the name of Jesus. Don't ever forget, don't ever come to a point in your life whereby you say God is minus or God is last. We will have budget, but in your budget, tithe offering should be part of your investment, because it's an investment. It's not something you do last. It's something you do. The first thing that comes to your mind when any money comes to your mind is your tithe, what belongs to God. Don't ever, always put God first and remember Him always in all you're doing, in all that it pertains to you. Remember God. Tell yourself that it's God in heaven. This will help, you know, if you will take God first, it will help, you know, it will make Him to help you and assist you. Always. Always. Because there is no true word outside God. There is no true word outside God. Psalm 127, verse 1, the Bible made it so clear. It said, except the Lord build the house, said the laborer, in vain they build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked, but in vain. Also, in Romans 9, verse 16, the Bible made us to understand it is not him who that winneth, not of him that runneth, but of God that soweth mercy. So there is no true wealth without God. Look at what the Bible says in Deuteronomy, the place we read, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 16. It says, it is He who give you power to make wealth. Somebody wants to ask, but there are some people who don't believe in God and they make wealth. Of course, yes. Yes. If you read your Bible, you will understand that. You shouldn't be deceived by that. Because when Jesus had an encounter with Satan, when he was being tempted, you know, one of the temptations, the third one, he promised Jesus, he took Jesus to a pinnacle and said, look at the whole world, and he showed him the glory. The Bible says, in a moment. So he saw the glory of this world in a moment. And the devil told Jesus, he said, bow down to me. If you bow down and worship me, he said, I will give everything to you. You know what? Jesus did not say, Satan, you are lying. Because he was actually saying the truth. But what was Jesus' reply? He said, this written, that thou shalt not worship anyone but God. So, it means that devil has money that he can give people who will worship him. And God also have money that will give people who will worship him. Praise the Lord. So, if an unbeliever is making it in any way, just know that it is possible. But we know the end result, because every man's journey is written in the Bible. You know the destination of every man in the Bible. Praise the Lord. So you don't be deceived. Don't be carried away. Don't be carried away. Stay glued to God, because true words come from Him. And I pray that you are receiving that word tonight in the name of Jesus. If there's any journey you should embark on, it's the journey of knowing God personally and making God personal to you, because He is to you. Make Him your Lord. Number two, right positioning for all right prosperity is subscribe to the law of seed time and harvest. Subscribe to the law of seed time and harvest. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, the Bible made us, it made us to be, to know what is operational in this world. Because God set a law in motion. He said, why the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and winter and summer, and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. The Bible says, inasmuch as this world continues to exist, before God will say it is over, says seed time and harvest will never cease. So in other words, when you sow, you will reap. When you sow, you will reap. It is certain, except the day did not break. But in as much as the day breaks, you sure know that when you sow, you will reap. It's a law. Praise the Lord. Subscribe to this. And then begin to sow. I love what the Bible says in that scripture. It says, seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. So, it says seed time. But it said harvest. It didn't say harvest time. Because your harvest can come anytime. It says seed time and harvest. So, harvest can come anytime. It depends. Your harvest depends on your seed. Your harvest. And you know, if you are a sower, if you are a seed sower, God will continue to give you. Because the Bible says that He giveth seed to a sower. He giveth seed to a sower. So if you are a type that sow seed into the life of others, you sow seed into the kingdom of God, you are the one that knows that everything I do can't. Then you know that you will reap your reward. You are rightly positioned to receive the word that God has promised you. The covenant of giving is a good positioning for prosperity. This is a major guarantee for harvest, as no farmer goes to farm to pray without planting seed on the ground. No farmer goes to, one of the things that I love about this kingdom, the kingdom of God, is that here on earth, you can sow, you can plant, but the guarantee of reaping is not so sure. Because look at what the herdsmen are doing. And a man was speaking to me today. He said he has 4 hectares of land. And he couldn't even, he said, not even one cassava was harvested. Not even one cassava was harvested. It destroyed everything. That's why I love Jesus. He said, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where, if only all your concern is in this world, I feel so sorry for you. I feel so sorry for you. Don't live an empty life. Don't live an empty life. Your real citizen is the kingdom of heaven. That is where you belong. So, your pursuit in life should be to invest maximally in this kingdom. Because you see, one day this world will be over. We are on a journey. In business now, there's something we call loss in transit. That's when you send a goods or you want to, and along the line, you can't find it. Don't lose in transit. Because you are registered in heaven. So, in the kingdom, you will reap your reward. Let your treasure be in heaven. As you is good, have real estate, build houses if you can. Invest in stock exchange. Is this okay if you can? But always remember that is a kingdom where thief cannot rob. I remember I know a man who sometimes ago when there was the great crash on the stock market. The man, as the stock market crashed, he also crashed. That was the end of his life because all of his investment was in there. What a miserable life. Embrace the law of sowing and reaping. You cannot reap when you did not sow. If you do that, that is like robbing somebody. And the Bible makes it so clear, it says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sow shall he reap. It is operational. It is active. The law of sowing and reaping. No man can be excused from the term of sow time and reaping if he must succeed. Every material blessing is preceded by material seed. Therefore, every spiritual blessing is also preceded by spiritual seed. Sow seed. Serve God. Your service to God is a seed. Your prayer is a seed. The love you sown for others to others is a seed. The money is a seed. It's a seed. And you will reap dividends. You will reap dividends. And I pray that every of your investment will pay for you in the name of Jesus. Number three is walk in the fear of God. Walk in the fear of God. My pastor will always say, you know, he has this to say, the bankruptcy of fear of God. Nothing destroyed this world than bankruptcy of fear of God. The lack of fear of God made people to do anything for money. So people sleep, you know, with another person for money. People endanger themselves, carry hard drugs for money. People kill for money. Why? Because lack of God. It's because of lack of God. I mean, lack of fear of God. One of the things that should be ruining your heart is fear of God. Fear of God. So a man that does not know God, how will he fear God? So he has liberty to do whatever he wants to do. He has liberty to do whatever he wants to do. So, but for us who are children of God, the fear of God rules our hearts. The fear of God rules our hearts. So we before we do anything, we think of it. Does God please with this? What will God say concerning this thing I want to do? What is his opinion concerning this action, concerning these steps that I want to take? That is the fear of God. Look at Joseph. He said, how will I do this? And sin against God. That is the presence of the fear of God in the heart of a man that loves God. Let the fear of God rule our hearts. Don't let those who don't know God sway you away from this journey. Don't allow it. You know what? I've come to understand that in this world, everything can be weaponized. Do you know that money can be weaponized? We have seen it. It's happening. While we see wealthy people, you know, use their money for destruction. Knowledge can be weaponized when you carry out a research for the purpose of destruction. Even sex can be weaponized. We have seen it in the scripture. You know what it does to Samson. Food can be weaponized. Law can be weaponized. We saw it in scripture, Daniel chapter 6, when law was used, targeted against a man called Daniel to kill him. I know we know what is going on now in our nation. Why? Because of lack of fear of God. Huh? Thank God that God is not a man. Come on. If you have a friend that doesn't fear God, please dissociate yourself from church. If you are following anybody online who doesn't fear God, how do you know a man who fears God? Very simple. Just look at their behavior now. Look at their attitudes to life. Fear of God is so important. And you see, the fear of God always attracts prosperity. A man by the name Job, in Job chapter 1, you see it in from verse 1 to verse 3. The Bible said that this man feared the Lord. It said there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. This is, if you fear God, you will hate evil. You will not want to do evil. And what is the consequences? In verse 3, In verse 3, what is the consequence of? Say, his substance was also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she horses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. You're going to be the great man or woman in the name of Jesus. Also, in Psalm 112 from verse 1 to 3, the Bible also tells us the importance of fear of God. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandments. Verse 2, the Bible says that his seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Say amen. Say wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endure for what? Forever. That's the blessings of the fear of God. If you fear God, you attract God's blessing. The fear of God is vital for prosperity. You cannot connect with divine blessing by playing dubious game. You can't, because it doesn't jive. It doesn't jive. You cannot be dubious. You cannot be doing yahoo yahoo and pray that God will bless you. You cannot be disguising and say God to bless you. You cannot be a healthy man and then you bring out your phone, you place a call or send text to people and say, oh, I'm sick, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I need money, send money to me. I pray that God will bless you. You will receive blessing, but know for sure that blessing is not from God. And it can't last. Fear of God is so important. See, if you fear God, you position yourself for his blessing. I pray that the fear of God will continue to rule her heart from tonight in the name of Jesus. Very quickly, what are the benefits of the fear of God? Number one is blessing in famine. Blessings in famine. If you fear God, God will bless you. Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19. Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19. Say, behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, verse 19, to deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. So no matter the scarcity, you are standing in the gangba. God is feeding you. See, this is how you know. This is how you know that God is your source. I want to speak to you. Since this lockdown starts, before it starts, you think that you can't survive without receiving income from where you work. But now, maybe you are not being paid. Yet you are eating. Your children are eating. You are not begging. So, I want to ask you now to answer by yourself. Is it them that is feeding you or God that is taking care of you? The government promised us that every one of us to go and sit down at home. Nobody should go out because there is something out there waiting to kill called coronavirus. They tell us, sit down at home. Don't worry, we'll send you palliative. How many receive palliative? Are you still eating that palliative to date? See, take your eyes away from men, from the system of this world, and put your trust absolute in God. Number two blessing is escape from shame. Escape from shame. Go to Psalm 37 from verse 18 and 19. Psalm 37 from verse 18 and 19. The Lord knoweth the day of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed. Somebody say amen. They shall not be ashamed in the evil day, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Somebody say amen. The Lord will satisfy you in the name of Jesus. These blessings only come to those that fear the Lord. Number three is access to abundance. Access to abundance. This is one of my favorite scriptures in Job chapter 22 from verse 21 to 25. Job 22 from verse 21 to 25. Let me not even read it because I don't have all the time. But this is where I want to say. He said, acquit now thyself with God and be at peace. There shall good shall come unto thee. He said, acquit yourself unto the Lord. Acquit yourself, familiarize yourself with the Lord. Know the Lord. Make him your friend. Make him your Lord. Make him your God. Make him your Father. He said, acquit yourself with the law. He said, if you do that, you have positioned yourself to receive his blessing. He said, good, shall come to you. 9D, which is number 4, is access to secrets from God. Access to secrets from God. Psalm 25, verse 12. Psalm 25, verse 12. Said, for thy me. Yeah, what man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he should choose. It means that if you fear the Lord will guide you to make right choices in your business, in your career, in your marriage, in your family, in heavy areas of your life. And that shall be your testimonies in the name of Jesus. And number 4, lastly, number 4, positioning for oral prosperity is be spiritual. Be spiritual. Be spiritual. Your spiritual life determines how much God will prosper you. God never prospers people above their level of spiritual maturity. Spirituality births prosperity. We saw that in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Say, beloved, I wish, that word wish means I pray, that I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And the first, he said, the condition to be prospered is as your soul prospereth, as your soul prospereth. So, and that speaks of spiritual, you know, fortification means spiritual, you know, spiritual growth, spiritual maturity. This is very important because you see, if you are not that. The reason why some of us have not commanded some level of blessings is because our spiritual level cannot contain or cannot receive that which some of us is aiming for. So we have to grow to that level. We have to grow to that level. You have to grow to that level. You have to grow to that level. There's some responsibility you can't commit on your 10-year-old child. That's some responsibility you can't commit to your 5-year-old child because he has not matured enough. You build a house and you have a child, let's say it's 2 years or 3 years, and this house is yours. And you maybe probably you hope that someday that house will belong to your children. But as you are going out, you cannot leave the child in that house. So you have to find a way to eject him out of the house, put him somewhere until you come back. Why? Because this guy is not mature enough to stay in that house. The same goes to God's blessings. There are some blessings that God will not give to us yet until we are spiritually mature enough to handle that. Don't be deceived. Wealth can destroy. Wealth can destroy. I was speaking somewhere. I said, well, some of us who are saying, all this thing has to be done, this adjustment has to be made in this certain area. I said, you see, we need to sometimes pray. That is why Bible has joined us to pray for our leaders. Why? Because, you see, you will know. If you are in that shoe, you know that, there's a man of God, I just saw this video, and he said, sometimes ago when people were saying, oh, why are men of God buying, private jets like that. So he said he was one of the people who castigated against one of them. He now said, but at that time he didn't know. He came out to put it now and said, oh, I'm sorry. At that time I speak, carnally, because I've not gotten to that level. He said, I'm in that position now that I know that private jet is very important to carry out God's mission, because he has been delayed in airports many times, whereby he has to lose, or let me say, not be able to meet up with his preaching engagement. So don't start some things you don't say because of your small-mindedness. And there's some blessing you cannot carry because of the level of our spiritual maturity. So what we need is to grow spiritually. And that is why you should take the matter of your spiritual life very important above every other thing. I see you growing up to a level that you command the respect and the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. This is so important, right positioning. You know that God is God that has everything in his hand. Then this God is your God. You are well positioned. You are putting force. Then you subscribe to the laws of sowing and reaping. The fear of God rules your heart. And then you continually walk in growing up in your spiritual journey. I declare that in the name of Jesus, the Lord will bless each and every one tonight to receive the blessings of God's prosperity in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.